and welcome to the Cowboy for Game Yu-Gi-Oh! Podcast. I'm your host, Jake. Today, I'm joined by Brad from Braggio.
Hello.
And Ben from Nolan TCG.
Glad to sync.
I did that.
You did.
I wasn't paying attention.
No, you weren't, so shut up. Except for this bit. How was your week in Yu-Gi-Oh?
It was quieter than usual. My ears aren't ringing this time.
No one's ears are bleeding. So how was your week in Yu-Gi-Oh, Ben? It was three on a scale of...
I don't know. I went all right. Since YCS finished, I've been playing Goblins.
Ah.
Goblin Bikers. My experience from locals this Tuesday was I got hit with so many hand traps.
Yeah, people haven't really scaled down their decks from YCS, I feel, so like they're still prepared for the Snake Eyes and the branded matchups, and they're just like, ha-ha!
I ate, like, 2 to 3 hand traps every hand, and was just like, this is a lot harder to play through.
Like, when you don't have one card combos, it makes it a lot harder.
At one point, I was like, okay, I have 3 ways to full combo. Get Impermed. I'm like, I still have 2 ways to full combo. Get Ash. And I'm like, I can still combo as long as he doesn't have Nibiru. Get Nibiru. I was like, okay, this is fine. The deck's fun though. I just kind of have 2 decks built at the moment. So I have Snake Eyes Infernoid built and the other stuff that sits over here, the Goblin Bikers. Luckily, neither of the 2 decks require any cards from the others.
Perfect.
So it's going to be a case of I can just have both built and play whichever one I want whenever I want to. Whatever I'm feeling on the night, I can just be like, this is the one I will play.
I'm sick of getting hand trapped. I'm going to play Infernoid Snake Eyes.
Yes. A deck that plays next to no hand traps.
Well, the Infernoids are the hand traps.
Exactly.
Diddy Crow on steroids.
Yes. Diddy Crow after it punches you in the face. But yeah, I had a fun time. Of course, we had the YCS on the week before. So just the 1 locals, because we are recording this slightly early. Peek behind the curtains.
A little bit.
It's like a day before.
2:59 a.m.
Watch us get like another 5 archetypes announced. A second Sydney YCS
surely
later.
They
surprise one day YCS.
More stuff. Because we'll get to that.
There
in
is
news.
A lot. Yeah. Brag.
Just Jewel's Cup. That is all I've been doing.
Yep, we'll be getting into that. Yeah, well, get onto it. What are you playing in there? Snake Eyes?
Yeah, just playing old Snake Eyes now, just tanking along, trying to win, sometimes winning.
I've been playing Infernoid Snake Eyes.
Yeah, it's
on Master Duel as well.
Not the Duelist Cup. I do need to change the deck. My deck that I'm playing in Master Duel is very unoptimized, very not skip your turn. I need to put the skip your turn stuff in.
Yeah, it's just, I probably should switch to something like that, because without the Phoenix, it's so much harder to find games. Like, you still can. Like, there's heaps of times where it's like, oh, and my Diablo style's over there, all right.
Well, I think I mentioned it either last week or the week before, is that people have been adding in other engines just to supplement the damage that you can do.
But just find the room in the extra deck, even without, because then, like, you want to have Elf there, but then Elf doesn't... It's a tough time. It's a tough time to be a Snake Eyes player. It really isn't. It's just, there's so many times where I'll misclick, I'll dick around. My usual choke points of, oh, he's hit cancel when he shouldn't hit cancel. Or going, oh, damn, Poplar can't special summon off Sunlight Wolf.
Yes.
Why? And you're like, have you read Sunlight Wolf? I'm like, oh, yeah.
To this day, I've not read Sunlight Wolf.
We were questioned so many times on this last night. Bragg was like, this game must be bugged. Like,
now, one of them, like, sometimes, like, the popular prompt is sneaky. Like, its timing will come up, and it'll just be, this is the right popular prompt. Ooh. But otherwise, it just lets you play so much. It's so good. And that's why it'll probably get nuked in 2 weeks.
He's hoping.
Nah, they'll nuke everything else so that we have to play it.
I mean, everyone already is a Master Duel.
It feels that way.
And it's got most of everything. There's no real holdouts after this. The new stuff's okay, but it won't be. It
needs Salamangreat stuff.
Yeah.
So that it can actually reliably OTK.
Anyway, Jake, how was your Tuesday?
Well, moving back a little bit, there was a little bit that happened after our recording on the day of YCS.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I forgot we went back to the venue after the podcast.
Yes. So they were watching along with one of our locals guys while he was in the giant cart. Mm-hmm. I was...
You won the giant cart.
He did.
Bendy.
The bendy one, yeah.
Yeah. I was going back to complete some trades and sales that I'd made, just trying to find people, and I was struggling because there was still so many people in that goddamn room, and then they kept like taking away tables, so the compression of the people made it a lot harder to find the people I needed to find. But I found it really odd because I was there for a good 15 minutes, if not more, and they were still taking regos for Winamats, and like I was just running around this room, like, asking people how I could find these other people, and I was getting frustrated. I was like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm already here. I'm going to enter a giant Winamat. Mm. If I don't get in, like, if they decide to cut it off, then I've gotten two packs. So it's whatever. So I entered the Winamat. Granted, my first two matchups were, like, handed to me. They were so easy.
Oh.
And so my very first game was against the fake gods,
and
the
phantasmal gods.
Yeah, so I moved on to Hawkist for the Winamat. So the first one was against phantasmal gods, or whatever they're called, like Kamal Ravial.
Yeah.
That was weird. Game one, we both bricked really hard, but I unbricked sooner. Game two, he seemingly opened a god hand and had like Ravial and the other one on field on turn one.
Mm-hmm.
And my hand was garbage, and then game three won. Game two was against Dinosaur. I had made three misplays in my game one, but still an SP ended his entire turn. yeah, and then game three was a bit more grindy, but it had seemed that he'd never versed Orcist before, so the fact that a harp could like summon from deck during the battle phase to stop him from gaming me like blew his mind. He's like, what? But then I was a bit,
what do you think this field spell's doing?
Then game three was the one I was like, oh well, this is where the dream ends, and I was versing Snake Eyes. I was like, well, if Branded can't beat it, I don't know what my Horus cards are gonna do,
which is valid.
But seemingly played through what I need to play through and ended up winning the mat.
Yeah.
And then I'm getting the old school mat with like Relinquished.
LOB to PSP?
Yeah, that one.
And then.
Which was the mat I wanted.
With some IOC.
We do not talk about Ferona Guardian.
But yeah, that was the mat that I wanted to win out of all of them. So super happy to have gotten that. Later on, I also bought a box and pulled four secrets and four ultras, which is bonkers.
Did they just not reprint Ferronic Guardian just so we didn't get a reprint of Metamorphosis?
Probably.
Okay. Continue.
There's also Maximum Crisis in there. No, sorry, Dark Crisis.
Yeah. Maximum Crisis.
Yeah, it's a bit.
That's a bit of a jump. Won't talk about Ferronic Guardian, but happy to mention.
Ash Blossom was printed pretty
early. Yeah, I was just saying, they just reprinted the box. It's just all Ash Blossom. It's just... don't know what this set was before, but it's Ash Blossom set now.
Oops, all Ash Blossom.
Four secrets.
Also, yeah, four secrets in one box. It was crazy.
Were they good secrets?
One of them was.
Ah. It was the low in there.
Low.
Oh,
so yeah. Like,
but every other secret are in that set is trash, so...
Black Go Last is a decent card. It's not amazing, but...
It's $10.
He likes this.
It's closer to 20.
Wait. If it's 10, okay. I'm buying him at 10.
I'll buy him a 10.
Yeah.
I plan to put it in my next iteration of Hawkist because I was sick of pitching imperms to put Horus monsters in Grave, so I can use the Grave effect of Black Goat.
Mm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Logical.
Yeah.
So yeah, if I end up making changes to that deck, I'll send you a profile. The only reason I didn't record a profile to send you out is because there was one card change. I literally put in EMP Meowmine as like a free summon slash discard. Never saw it, never used it, never came up.
It's almost like when you can't search it in non-Cyberverse deck.
Exactly, yeah.
It's just kind of there.
Yeah. Well, the idea was solid. I think maybe if I played two of them, it may come up more. Because,
you'd rather just play the one if you see it.
Yeah, like, it ends up in the grave, so it's fine. And then, Tuesday, I got into the finals, again, with Hawkist. Only change there was that I had to give back one of the Bestial Rebellions that I was using on the Sunday. Which is fine.
You know, place of rebellions.
I only ever had two at most.
What kind of brand of fanboy is this?
Well, branded only use one. You send it off brand of fusion and that's it. If you open it, you cry.
You don't discard it to get another bestial? You don't discard it to get a bestial?
No. You just want it engraved to tribute the Albion to put your continuous cards. You don't actually want to search the bestial.
So you're not playing Sarony?
You're playing one Sarony.
So you can discard search Sarony?
You can, but you still don't want it.
But you can.
You can, but you don't.
Okay. Just saying. It's right there.
It is right there. No one wants it, though.
Poor Sarony. Even when it's the only main deck one, you still don't want to see it, apparently.
You want to see it some of the time, but not all the time.
Even when it pretty much searches you, your entire deck. It's like, sometimes.
Yeah, I mean, it's a two-card setup to search your entire deck.
Still. You can get to those other cards.
Just waiting for the reprint, I guess.
They got a reprint in the Mega Tin.
It did?
But it was
Sarony, you mean?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, I'm pretty sure that was in the tin. Maybe.
This was common. Oh, well. We need common bestials to match the Baldrake.
No, Baldrake got an Ultra upgrade in the tins.
Well, I don't have that one, so I want the... Wait. Ultra. The rest of Supers.
Yes.
Terrible.
Yeah, but then the other one's got Prismatic Secrets in the tin, so Baldrake is still the fat loser in the corner.
They should have given an OTS Super.
They're going to give him another structure deck, aren't they?
Just bestials, though.
And the rest.
Give them a quick launch that summons the level 4 bestial tuner from deck.
Sure. Why not? More dragons.
Yeah, now that there's snake eyes everywhere, I'm actually like missing the dragons a little bit. Didn't think I'd say that.
God. It's only been 2 months. Three.
And then you get to play them again. But we'll cover that in the news.
Yes, so, starting with Master Duel, as Bragg mentioned, the Duelist Cup is running at the moment at Stage 1. I think there's 3,100 plus gems on offer.
Oh, I need those gems.
Yeah.
Give me those gems.
So you're playing Snake Eyes. You haven't played, but you will be playing some version of Snake Eyes.
I played Turn Skip Snake Eyes.
I was playing Snake Eyes. I had built it, ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
Lost like my first 5 games to both my own interactions and my opponents just opening the nuts. And then moved on to Sword Soul, and I'm now at DLV 18.
Sure.
Yeah. Like, Sword Soul do be Sword Soul. You just can cruise along with that.
I think the problem I had at the beginning is, like, because I'm not working at the moment, not that I'm fired, just that I'm on holiday, I've went on pretty much straight away, and like obviously everyone else like at a sort of high level was on at that point, so they just knew the interactions better than I did perhaps, because like I've only like watched how the deck performs, so like certain interactions were still no Snake Eyes.
Oh, you're playing Snake Eyes.
Yeah, at the very beginning I was playing Snake Eyes, and I feel like they just knew Snake Eye combo lines better than I did, and I wasn't really getting it properly. But now that I've like walked away from it and come back with Sword Soul, it's been a bit more fair. But then you just get like the dregs of people that haven't made it yet, like the Makunkos and the like.
Can't wait for my journey.
It's gonna be fine.
So many blue eyes, as always.
Cash. I'm versing so many cash players. Yeah. And like with Sword Soul and Snake Eyes, respectively, you see them drop shifty, you're just like, ah.
It's like YCS all over again.
I thought in Sword Soul you're supposed to be able to play around that
You can
shit.
Play through it, but like you lose so many of your resources for recursions. So if they have 1 to 2 extenders, like if they open Unicorn and Theosis and Orbirth, then you're kind of in a shit spot.
Okay. Sure.
And like the standard Makunko game one game thing of like, haha, Kaiju, haha, dead.
Yeah.
I hate it so much.
It's so good.
It's such an easy deck to beat in 3 games.
Yeah.
But when it's best of one, it just becomes cracked.
Oh, I versed a Makunko player in the first Winamat that I did earlier on the Sunday. And he tried to... So I think you had this interaction when you versus Makunko as well, in that they think that their equip card takes straight away. And you're like, I don't think that's how that works. He tried to do that to me.
Okay. Like, because it equips, and it's if they have the other condition fulfilled, it takes.
Yes.
Yeah.
So he, I think he had it in mind that, like, he equips and then
activate.
Normal summons the Makunko and it comes straight over. But he'd done it in the opposite order. He had the Makunko on board and then tried to equip and tried to say that it takes immediately without giving me a chance to respond to the activation.
Yeah,
okay, I'm like, no.
No.
And, like, at that point, I was still playing Branded. So I was like, Mirror Jade will banish the Makunko. You ain't stealing shit. So, yeah.
Non-target.
That's where that is.
Non-target, yeah.
It's Mirror Jade, it's fine.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's where Master Duel is at the moment, so...
quite weak otherwise, right?
Hmm?
Quite weak for it otherwise, it's just all cup, there's no other news or expansions, right?
Brag, I hope that's a joke.
Is it?
Oh, for Master Duel, you mean?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, no, we talked about all that stuff while we're at YCS. Like, they've released a couple new packs and stuff like that.
Weird.
Otherwise, it's just...
How can there be 2 days and no news for Master Duel? What are we doing?
They've got lots of news for the main card game, which we'll get into now.
Wasn't that Master Duel list? Did we cover that?
Yeah, we talked about that.
Okay.
Yeah. We've gotten announcements of a lot of archetypal support, some new, some existing. We'll start with the newest one, which is Fiendsmith. A bunch of light fiend support.
So these are
These are coming out in the Infinite Forbidden.
Yep.
So they only have the one main deck monster.
They also are just generic any light fiend triggers their combo.
Yeah, so...
Unexpected die, full combo.
Yeah, for... What was it? White Dustin?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they get, the one main deck monster, two links, one link one, which summons the level six from deck, and a link two, which fusion summons.
Mm-hmm.
And then a spell, two spells...
And then a whole bunch of derivative fusions.
Yeah, the fusions... Yeah, there's two fusions. And neither of them seem super great. I think one of them's a negate, but only one has an equip or something. I haven't read into the fusions that much, because most of the...
It equips two.
Something like that.
It equips links from grave.
Yeah. The main reason I don't know what the fusions do is because most of the time I see them get linked off or made into the Wave King Caesar Xyz. Negates instead.
Yes.
It does just shit out Wave King Caesar.
Yes.
Yeah, very happy about that. Few decks that I've seen that going into, like the clear one is Magical Muskets, because they need help. And then Fabled.
Explains why they're getting the reprint stuff. And
yes, which, we'll get into in a second as well.
I thought we covered that last week.
Oh, we talked about them getting reprints, but there's other news, Ben, which also hints at the things that are happening.
Okay.
So we'll move on to that now, which is the announcement of the Drytron support.
Yeah.
Which Ben has read very thoroughly.
Yes. It's called Dad.
One of them is called Dad.
That's the only word that I read.
I mean, makes sense.
So they get... another level one, which isn't nearly as restrictive as the others.
No.
If there's a Drytron card on the field, special summon it from the hand. And then I think, if it's special summoned, add a Drytron monster from deck to hand.
Oh, God.
Yep.
And then you get Meteonis. In English, it's apparently going to be called Drytron Meteonis Alpha Draconids, but in Japanese, it is Drytron Meteonis equals Dad.
Catchy.
So this one is a level 12 ritual, 5,000 attack and defense.
Mm-hmm.
Other Drytron monsters you control cannot be destroyed by your opponent's card effects. Mm-hmm. Up to twice per turn, when your opponent activates a monster effect, banish Drytron monsters from your graveyard whose total attack equals or exceeds that monster's original attack. Negate the activation if you do destroy that monster.
So they need to have...
Okay.
And then if it's destroyed by the opponent, special summon one ritual monster with 4,000 attack from your hand or deck, and it's treated as a ritual summon.
Yeah.
So you can summon the two archetypal ones, or, because it's funnier, you can summon Chaos Max.
Of course.
What?
How much attack did the level one have?
That level one, I think, was 2,000.
Yeah.
But they recently had a level seven, which is also an extender, which has I want to say 2700 attack.
Okay.
That's because it's technically an Osarctic card.
It's both.
Bofa. Yeah, but it has Osarctic attack.
It's Bofa.
Sure.
And then they also get a trap which lets them ritual summon off
turn.
They're
not going to play it.
No.
Ritual summon off turn? Ah, yeah. How useful.
I mean, the recursion effect's not bad if you're using what I'll call Drytron Dad.
This is Infinite Forbidden, yeah?
Yeah.
Cool. This isn't the other Jewelers pack? Alright, cool.
No. So yeah, it's got the Ritual Summon off turn effect, but then it's also got if a Drytron card or cards becomes banished, tribute one Drytron monster, then target up to two, get banished Drytrons, add them to your hand.
You've already read too many Drytron cards for me.
It's alright, you're not going to remember them anyway. And you will have to learn what they do eventually.
Nah.
I think you might.
I'll just wing it and win.
I think I've gleaned enough information on them now, I can now comprehensively beat them.
I'm sure you can.
Make sure there are no cards in the graveyard.
They just lose the soul release then.
True.
The soul release their monsters away? It's like, your negation does nothing.
I'm glad soul release is back.
Yeah.
It's just easy.
Oh, yeah, lend my soul releases to someone. I don't remember who. Lend my soul releases to you, I need them back.
Seb.
What?
Seb has one of them, I'm pretty sure.
No, I don't think he had my soul releases.
Oh. Because he was like, oh, I don't need him. He didn't need him off me anymore. But maybe
it was me then.
Maybe you got him off someone else.
A
secret third party.
I remember instructing someone to get them. It must have been Seb.
Have you lent soul releases to anyone?
No.
You lent your soul away? You sold your soul for nuggets?
Next point.
So, the current archetype that's getting a lot of hype and talk in the community at the moment is the announcement of the Gimmick Puppet support, which has enabled a one-card FTK.
Woo!
Get excited. So they get, I think it's three main deck monsters, two Xyz, a field spell, which is kind of like Meltdown on crack, searches on activation, and then while your gimmick puppets are on the board, they can't be destroyed by battle, and they're also unaffected by opponents' activated non-Xyz monster effects.
So you can't nib them, you can't ash them, you can't veil them. Yeah.
Imperm good, though.
Imperm gonna have to be your out. If you let shit get out of hand, Imperm needs to save your ass.
You'll have no shortage of videos that you'll be able to find on YouTube about how that FTK works.
It's very basic. It's just pop three monsters your opponent controls that you gave them.
Yeah, it's not ideal, but here we are. And then finally in the announcements of new support, this one is coming out in a new set, which I can't remember where the name for it is.
New set, you say?
Yeah.
Legendary Duelist of
it's
Light.
The new Duelist
pack. That's it. Yeah. So this is Trickstars getting a new bunch of support. So they get a couple of main deck monsters, a new fusion, a new link, and then a trap that also does fusion stuff, and some other Trickstar, but not Trickstar trap. Gives them a bit of utility, because now one of them has, like, if you do burn damage, drop a monster's attack to zero. And if you do burn damage, you can destroy a card in the field.
Or you can just reincarnation draw them.
You could just do that.
It's still probably the best play the deck has.
Wait, Light Sage still a 2?
I don't know. I was going to ask this question.
I'm pretty sure it's still a 2.
We just should have always known it was going to come back to Trickstars when they announced a light attribute Duelist pack. It's so, like, it's such a, like, couldn't have been anything else.
I mean,
I could have gone another 5 years without Trickstar support.
The thing that confuses me about it, and it is like a case of why, because that wasn't her last archetype. She was playing Trickstars. She got beaten by whatever his name is. Revolver?
Yes. The bad guy?
Yeah. Got beaten by Revolver. Maybe not even by Revolver, maybe by Ghost.
Was it the Sun Avalon guy?
She got beaten by somebody. And then she fell out of the cyber world and then came back as the Marincest chick.
Ah.
Yeah, they're the same character. She just played two different archetypes.
That's true.
Yeah.
You don't get to leave locals and then join the tournament halfway through with a different deck just because you're losing.
I mean, that's not how the Vrains works, but I get what you mean.
Vrains is just online locals.
It would be the equivalent of Josh leaving for a little while, coming back, having, I don't know, dyed his hair or grown his facial hair or something, and playing, I don't know, a fusion deck.
The answer was the rituals, megaliths.
He actually plays them.
Yeah, he actually comes back and plays fucking fish or megaliths.
Yeah, any of the archetypes that he said he would play over the course of the years.
Trickstar Light Stage is at 3.
Is it 3? Damn.
Still the best play they have, Reincarnation Drop.
I mean, they probably will still do that. It's just...
Every time I Reincarnation Drolled my opponent, I felt so bad.
That's what we should. It's cancer.
Like, I remember at one... It was the round I was leaving. So I intended to drop after the round at WCQ that year.
He did the Tom.
This can't be good.
So I was playing against Red Eyes, and my opponent Red Eyes incited, and I was like, sorry. Reincarnation Droll. And then I just scooped and gave him the win.
Oh, okay. Well, that's not that bad.
He was like, why'd you scoop? And I was like, I don't want to play anymore.
What is it? What playing trick starts to do to a man?
Yeah.
I just quit this tournament.
Yep. Little did I know I still had a chance of topping. I just went home. I was like,
Not this. Probably over.
Scooped. And then later on I was like, oh, if I had won my next round, I could have topped this event.
So then he stuck around when he had Arch Nemesis Protoss.
Yes. Protoss.
Actually, yeah, this has just occurred to me. The amount of decks you play where it's just like a finite point where you just win the game straight up.
Isn't that...
It's astronomical.
Isn't that all of Yu-Gi-Oh?
No.
I also
play to a finite point where I win the game. Or I lose most of the time.
But this is the thing, like, there's like a definitive point to like his decks are wanting to end the game as quickly as possible.
Yes.
He hates the game.
Yeah.
I just don't like wasting time.
Hates
go. I like
go.
Pressing the button that says win. Win, 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 win.
And he wants to fight the opponent also pressing the win, 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 win. In a win-off.
Yes.
We don't know the third archetype. The other one's probably going to be the Tachyon Dragons for Jewels of the Lights. I imagine you're locking that because you're done with this pack.
Oh yeah, I couldn't give a shit about this pack. But
what will the third archetype be?
It'll be more Galaxy Ice.
Cyber Dragon, maybe.
Sure, yeah. Maybe.
No, if Cyber Dragon's in that pack, it's on the body, like it's on the art. So it's going to be.
Oh yeah.
It's going to be something shit.
Yeah.
Well, you can't do Tachyon and Galaxy in the same one.
Why not?
Weird.
Are they not the same?
Well, one steals the other.
Oh, okay. I didn't watch one.
You put them both in and make them fight each other.
Why am I scrolling up? It's actually down. I need to go.
Yes.
Opening up the
what could be another what
to see if that gives us any clues.
Yeah, I don't know what that big dragon in the back is. It's probably like
that's Galaxy Eyes.
Mine is gonna be Galaxy.
Dark Jet Dragon.
Dark Jet Dragon in the Legacy of Light pack.
Yeah. It's technically light.
Hang on, what's that?
What's what?
That's...
Isn't that the Tachyon?
No, because I thought this was the Tachyon.
Oh, yeah. What the hell is that, then?
Yeah.
That could be anything.
It looks like...
Not taking the piss, but I'd be super excited if it was. That kind of looks like it could be a Metaphys.
No, that looks like a Pendulum Dragon.
Does anyone play Metaphys in anime?
Oh yeah, true. It is an anime thing, isn't it?
Yes.
Then what would that be?
Cyber Light Dragons.
Surely that would get more support.
Cyber Light.
We continue.
But hang on, what character's that then?
Well, that's the guy that has the Tachyons.
Oh, that's the Tachyon guy. Okay. Weird that they didn't...
It's Tachyonis.
Anyway. But yeah, that'll be interesting to speculate. I'm sure we'll get some more announcements.
Yeah, tomorrow.
In the coming weeks. Yeah, probably tomorrow.
It'll be in some magazine right now.
But yeah, we move on to our questions. If you weren't aware, we do have a Discord. Link will be in the description below. Feel free to jump in, say hi, and ask us questions. Our first question this week comes to us from 6R6. What are your thoughts on Konami's price structure for Rarity Collection 2? Pre-orders range from 315 to 370, but possibly up to $430 retail.
Buy the singles.
Yeah. At the moment, like, they haven't even really announced anything that's like, oh my god, we have to have it. Like, yeah. Ash Blossom was kind of that card for the first one, and it's still the only thing that's really holding any intrinsic value from that set. Like, I mentioned just before that QCR Time Thief Redoer went for $9 on an auction.
Yeah, some of those low-end QCRs are
super
utterly worthless.
Do they put, like, your bonfires, your wanteds in this? To quick...
Nah.
Like, are they gonna gold rare... What was that? Haunted Mine? It wasn't Haunted Mine, it was the one after. Are they gonna do what they did to Cosmo?
That was Haunted Mine. Haunted Mine was Gold Series 5. Premium gold.
Yeah, they're going to premium gold this.
And I just don't know if they will.
Because there's nothing else. Like, that first one was really good and gave us most of the stuff.
It's at this point that I would like to take us back to a time in Yu-Gi-Oh! When premium gold 2 was called Return of the Bling.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah.
How cringe is that?
Oh, yeah. That's a Jerome special.
That is a Jerome special, yes.
Is that a worse set name than Fist of the Gadgets, or...?
No, Fist of the Gadgets is great.
It's not.
Yeah, nah, Bling's probably worse.
Return of the Bling.
Oh, God, yep.
So bad.
I shut that out. Thanks for bringing that back. Actually, could it not be 2010? Like they've been doing Time Wizard stuff. Shouldn't it be old staples?
You'd think so, wouldn't you? Like, you'd think if you're continuously pushing these old-school events, that doing old-school reprints would be great.
And Second Life
here
ones,
we
yeah.
are.
Pharaonic Guardian reprint confirmed?
Black Wings.
I would take a Rarity Collection of just old cards.
Yeah.
Rarity Collection, the ban list. I've said this before.
You have said this before.
Good idea.
Some Glad Beast in there. Ooh.
Metamorphosis.
QCR Bayou. Oh. Actually, yeah, giving us all quarter centuries of the Black Wings would be pretty good.
I should take my Edison cards out of my deck box because I found where they were. Turns out I had them in a deck box. They weren't in bulk, so I could have taken them to YCS.
Uh-huh.
I should take them out of that deck box and put them into another deck box. Hmm. A nicer deck box.
Yes.
I've got to finish the deck. The big Harak Olenos, that Gladiator Beast, just gone. I'm like, yeah, I probably shouldn't summon it anyway. The other one's better, but...
It's just nice to have the option.
Yeah. Damn cards. Why can't cardboard stay where you put it? And not where? Inhibited to you put something. Inhibited?
Yes.
Yeah.
So I got called out for using the word fleed today, which I still haven't looked up whether it is an actual word or not.
Fleed?
Fleed. Like fleed the scene of the crime.
Fled?
Yeah, this is, yeah. I feel like fleet is colloquially fine, but anyway. Next question is again from 6R6. Hypothetically, because we don't have a card list yet, what Rarity Collection 2 card would you pay $450 to $500 for?
Metamorphosis.
None of them. I didn't pay that money for Ash Blossom. I won't be paying it for anything else.
Quartzy.
No.
I feel like I just said, I don't know if there's a card that they could put into here that would be like, oh my god, have to have.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I mean, as I said, like, definitely upgrades are stuff that I would want for the old decks, but nothing that I'm falling over.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, even if it was for the old decks, like, I feel like the market for that is limited somewhat. Like, you've got people that want to obviously build Goat and Edison, but even then, like, that's a fairly... small end of the market.
Like, I'm also a fairly outspoken person of original rarity is always going to be better than reprint rarity. So, like,
especially with current
reprint sets, especially like this, I'm just kind of like, nope. Like, the only card in last one that I was like desperately like, oh, I have to have that, was the Sassy Golden Lord in QCR, because like, otherwise it was a fucking gold rare. I'll play Gold Rare Gimmick Puppets.
Because you have no other option.
Just for the meme.
Yeah.
Well, you don't have an option. But not... option.
I'm just going to play all Gold Rares. If Gold Rare is an option, I'll play the Gold Rare version. But, however, no, there's no card that I would want in 25th.
Metamorphosis.
I pulled the... like, I wanted the Cold Buy, and I pulled it. So, I was like, okay, cool.
Next question is from Ragai. How much better do you think top deck is compared to other tier 1/tier 2 decks in a given format? For example, is Snake Eyes beating Branded 100% of the time or only 60%?
No. I think he's getting it when you go to buy a chocolate.
Yep.
Is it top deck or do you buy a plain or Caramello?
I think Caramello.
Well, top deck over Caramello.
I prefer top deck.
Nah, I'm Caramello through and through.
Nah, I'm not for that.
Nah, Caramello, 100%.
Top deck's great.
I'm not disparaging top deck. It's just if I had a choice, it would be Caramello.
I should have pre-read this question, because... damn it. That's a good question. Well, that's the problem when we started calling Snake Eyes T0, where I'm like, yeah, it's real, real, real good, and it's really overrepresented. But it's not beating... like, I'm not beating every game against cash. I'm not winning 100% of my cash games, which is by design. Like,
this is eventually just going to shift.
Yeah. Like
that's it. That's your variance, is did they draw the shifter?
And obviously, like, I mean, you lose a couple of brand and stuff. So yeah, like, this isn't like Teledad, where everything else literally sucked.
Yeah.
Everything else kind of has a win con, can find a lane. This, like, yeah. So I don't think it's that tippy top of a T1 deck.
But even then, if you go to T0 formats other than perhaps Teledad, like, there were still other decks that could win.
Yeah.
And they were still considered T0 formats.
Yeah, so then just ranking them based on that, like, I wish I pre-read this so you could come up with the percentage that I would like to aim. Like, with the T0 has to be, what do we agree on the Discord? 80? 65 for T0 is a bullshit number.
That's a pretty low number.
Yeah.
Go pump those numbers.
Yeah.
We're talking like three other decks in top 32 numbers.
We'll come back with numbers. We will come back to this question.
What was our top 32 again? It was like a 60-40 split?
Yeah, I think it was like 18 and 14 or something like that.
Yeah, it was weird because like it was like... other than maybe... oh no, Branded only had one as well. Like, it was like
16-16
split. 1-1-1-1-1.
Because I think it was 9 and 7. Viking and Pure.
Okay.
So I think it was a 16-16 split.
Interesting.
50-50. Next question.
Next question. Is there one? Yes. Yeah. Our last question is from Frozen Actaline. What deck would you give to someone who doesn't play very much Yu-Gi-Oh or not at all?
Do they have... what's the budget?
Doesn't have a budget.
It's not genuinely give them Snake Eyes?
It's not a budget trick question.
That deck is so basic.
Yeah. So this one, interestingly enough, isn't like what budget option would you give to a new player? It's seemingly that Jeff Bezos has decided to play Yu-Gi-Oh! And he's like, I would like to buy a deck. There doesn't seem to be a price percentage on it.
Are you sure, Snake Eye?
Yeah.
Did we not establish earlier that some people might prefer Sword Soul over that?
So there are, weirdly enough, there are a few sort of very straightforward linear decks that people could pick up and do well with in the current ethos.
I was going to reference, sorry, there was not one really quiet night tonight.
Yeah.
And as you thought that, so yeah, Branded's definitely not one. Cash, super simple, open shifter, new beat, quite a few decks on that alone.
Yeah, Flanderies, actually Cash.
Same reason.
Yeah, Birds.
Flanderies, yeah.
Birds is in the...
Flanderies be cheaper as well.
God.
Yeah. God. Yeah. Because Cash, you've got to play for your Flanderies. Well,
has Flanderies gotten their quick play spell reprinted?
Yeah, I think so. I think it was in the Megatins last year.
I thought it wasn't in the Megatins last year.
Eh.
It's cheap enough that Seb just has them lying around.
He was looking for them for quite some time as well. Yeah, Cash outside of maybe the expense, because like Theosis and the planet and stuff aren't getting reprinted until Rarity Collection 2. Flunderies, although the set is like a little bit old now, so it's maybe more hard to find if someone doesn't want to sell you an entire core. Sword Soul.
Yeah.
That got ultra reprints in the Magnificent Mavens. It's probably the only thing in that set that's still worth money other than the Pharaonic Rares. Whom's remember Pharaonic Rares, by the way?
Uh-huh.
The Pharaoh Secret Rares?
Yeah.
Yeah. The shit.
I wanted to pick at least one up. I can't
the
remember
Pharaoh Ultra Rares are fucking garbage, and that's all we got.
Yeah, but I just wanted one.
I think I only saw one.
They were sitting at Good Games. You could get them if
you
wanted
them. Yeah,
but
I didn't want those ones. The one I wanted specifically, I think, was the Gravekeeper Trap that nobody played with Ishizu on the artwork. I just liked the artwork, so I figured I might as well get it in the highest of its rarities.
Is it Gravekeeper's Trap?
That might legitimately be what it's called, stupid.
Yeah, sure, it's legitimately what it's
could
called.
Could do Chainburn as well. Just a...
If someone's coming to the game, I wouldn't give them Chainburn, because it's like, do you really want to come in with that kind of energy?
It does also require you to kind of know what your opponent's decks do.
Mm. I mean, for
the one locals when I played Chainburn, my knowledge of everyone else's decks had me just being like, if you play one more card, I auto win this duel. Oh, you've played another card, I win. Like, you can no longer win this game.
Yeah, the other thing with Chainburn is like, it's not just a knowledge of your opponent also has to know how to play into Chainburn.
Yeah. Your opponent doesn't
know
how to play into
Chainburn. Stop putting shit on the board.
Yeah, just summon one monster and attack with it.
Yeah. They don't play monsters.
You play one monster. Two if you get hit with the Lord.
Oh, the Lord, yeah.
You can get Horus as well.
Having it out the Lord is actually a huge fucking
issue. That's
also
expensive though, I guess.
Yes. Chainburn. Nah. Just play, the answer's cash, but cash has some expensive factors to it. You can pick up cash for under $200.
Sword
cash. Soul. That's your answer.
Yeah, but my vote's for Sword Soul.
Baron's cheap now.
Yeah, that's true. Baron used to be a ceiling to getting into decks, not so much anymore.
No!
Cheap. Cheap. But that does conclude us for this week. Thank you all very much for listening and watching. If you are listening along, feel free to favorite. If you're watching on YouTube, like and subscribe. Jump into our Discord, ask us some questions, and we'll catch you all next week. Do we have a poll for this week?
Five cards was settled on as the what constitutes calling giving a deck a name.
Oh, five or more gets
to a package.
Right?
Yeah.
You don't remember this?
Five or more is a real low number.
Well, tell
it is quite a low number, yeah.
Democracy, isn't it?
That's wrong.
You wanted 7?
I wanted like 15.
Oh, well, I didn't put 15 as an option. That might
Ben
be
only
bad.
Takes big packages.
If you're not taking a big package, there's no point in getting any naming rights.
I'm torn between best deck for newcomer, what's going to be the light monster, and there was another one that I've
already forgotten. Let's go with light deck. Light deck.
No, let's split the difference. Top deck, Caramello, or Plane.
Oh, yeah, or Shockies. All right, we'll go to Shockies. I mean, also, you can type in your answers for anything else and there as well. So if you don't want to come to Discord, go there. If you just come to Discord, it's pretty good in there.
Yes. But otherwise, we'll look forward to seeing your answers next week. Peace.